来书11:13-16，还有13:14。
The scriptures for today is in Book of Hebrews, chapter 11:13-16, and chapter 13:14.
请大家打开圣经，听我来读。
Please open your Bible, and I will read it for you.
希伯来书11:13-16，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人，是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。13:14，我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。接下来是信息的时间。
It's time for today's message.
今天信息的题目是那永存的城。
The topic for the message today is the enduring city.
我们把时间交给陈建华弟兄。
Let's give the time to Brother 建华。
大家好。
Hello.
好长一段时间没站这了。
It's been a while.
今天啊，我们那个就是我要分享一个主题，就是那更长久的城。所以我那个就现在想问大家一个问题：我们都住在伊萨卡，你是不是喜欢这个城市？
So let me ask you a question. Since we all live in Issachar, do you like this city?
啊，是比较美哈、啊。虽然它叫我们很多同学都叫它康村，是吧
？Although we all call it the town of Issachar.
但是这个毕竟是一个城建制的一个小城市，而且也是最近网上流传的最聪明的城市。
But it's built to be a city, and it's also said on the internet that it is the smartest city in the U.S.
而且现在那这个夏天也是伊萨卡最美的时候。
And right now it's summer. It's also the most beautiful season for Issachar.
我们林牧师三月份来之前就问了，在哥伦比亚问了十几个人，就是说九个人都觉得这里很美，只有一个没来过的说不知道。
Like before Pastor Lin came here, he asked his friends in Columbus, and nine out of ten people told him that it's very beautiful.
但林牧师说他现在还没看到。
But Pastor Lin says that he haven't seen it until now.
因为这里跟台北的冬天差不多，这里的夏天跟台北的冬天差不多。
Because the summer here is just like the winter in Taipei.
其实啊，两年前我曾经带过一个从中国大陆来的声乐培训师玩伊萨卡。
2 years ago, I was giving a tour to a vocal teacher coming from China.
他就说这里是花园。
He said it's like a garden here.
而且说住在这里是很舒服的。
He also says it's very comfortable to live here.
从我自己来讲，我可能也喜欢这个城市。
And to me personally, I also love this city very much.
在十多年前，我和我太太要搬到伊萨卡来之前。
So 10 years ago, when I and my wife wants to move to Issachar.
所以我正好要重新换我的 email 的账号。
So it was the time that I was going to re-register my email accounts.
所以我就一口气用伊萨卡城注册了 Hotmail、Yahoo、Gmail。
So I went ahead and used Issachar Chain to register 3 emails, the Hotmail, Yahoo, and Google, and Gmail.
只是长期不用 Gmail, 所以 Gmail 的那个 Issachar 城 at gmail.com 是死的。
But I haven't used Gmail for a while, so the Gmail account is dead.
其他人用不着 Issachar 城就去注册那个 Gmail account 的了。
But other person also was not able to use Issachar Chain as the ID.
但我当时我就在想，我为什么没来这之前会喜欢这个城市
？But I was thinking, so why do I love this place even before I came here?
可能因为有些人是因为这里的山水， 或者户外的很美丽，喜欢伊萨卡。
So some may like it because of the beautiful scenes or the landscaping.
可能有的人是因为康奈尔在这里所以喜欢它。
Or some may because the Cornell is here.
但我知道我不是这个原因。
But I know that these may not be the reasons for me.
如果是山美的话，我曾经在这个地方住过。
If it's because of the mountains, I've lived here before.
这武夷山号称叫什么？中国山水秀天下的地方，比那个桂林那个甲天下可能高一级。
So this place is known as the place that has the most beautiful scenery in China.
然后说它湖美，我在杭州也住过一段时间。
But if you said the lake here is beautiful, I've also lived here.
所以山和水对我来说可能没有太大影响。
So the mountains or the lake here may not be the most attractive to me.
何况伊萨卡六个月的雪让我很不喜欢。
And not to say that there are 6 months of snow in Ithaca.
但是我却是因为这个城市的名字喜欢它。
But however, I love this city because of its name.
那个这个伊萨卡这个城市有两个很美的名字，一个叫伊德加，就我们教会的中文也叫伊德加华人教会。
So there are two very beautiful names, the Chinese translations of Ithaca.
另外一个是以色加，是平时大家中国人经常这么叫的。但我更喜欢的是这个原来。的翻译的名字，这是从希腊荷马史诗《奥德赛》中翻译过来的伊萨卡这个名字。
So other than these Chinese translations, I for myself I like one of the translation better. That is from the epics of Homer.
对，这个在大家可能很多人都知道这本书。
Mm-hmm. So some of you may know this book.
这个那边的书就是叫《荷马史诗·奥德赛》，这边是真正的伊萨卡，在希腊的真正的伊萨卡的景象。
So this is the epic that's called Odyssey, and it's in Rome.
这个在《奥德赛》的故事中，尤利西斯就是这个主人公啊。
So in the story of Odyssey, the Ulysses, who is the prince of Ithaca.
他是伊萨卡的王子。然后他是特洛伊战争的英雄，他用木马计取得特洛伊的战争的胜利。
So he was also the hero from the War of Troy, and he won the city by the Trojan.
在特洛伊战争胜利以后呢，他花了十年的时间要回到伊萨卡。
So after the victory of the Trojan, the war in Troy, he spent 10 years to return to his homeland, Ithaca.
在这十年的过程中，他经历了各样的艰难。
So within the 10 years, he's experienced all kinds of difficulties.
但是他用自己的能力和智慧战胜对手，回到伊萨卡。
But he was able to conquer his enemies with his power and with his wisdom.
所以伊萨卡这个名字可能对我而言，可能或许对其他懂一些希腊文化的，可能就是可能是回家的感觉。
So to me or to some people who knows the Greek culture, it's really like going home.
而且可能是回到自己能够做主的家里。
It's like going to the home that you are
有家人在一起的状态。
Like coming to a home that has your families and a sweet home for you.
所以我和小红来伊萨卡之前也认为是神让我们来到伊萨卡这个地方的。
So Xiao Hong and I both think that there was God that he has his good intention to leave us here.
至少在我们的心理状态上是觉得是回家了。
At least to us, it's like going home to us.
因为我和来，这是尤利西斯回伊萨卡的地方。那个，因为我和小红在美国十几年，然后来到伊萨卡的时候，觉得是有一个固定的家和安顿下来的诚意。
小红 and I have been in U.S. for more than 10 years, but until the moment that we came to Ithaca, we feel like we found a full home here.
所以当时的心情有点像诗篇 四到七节所描述那样。
So it was just like what's said in Psalm 107.
就是他们在旷野荒地漂流，寻见可住的城邑，又饥又渴，心里发昏。于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华，他从他们的患难中搭救他们，又领他们行走直路，使他们往可居住的城邑。OK， 不用，就诗篇107篇当时的心情。所以当我们回到以撒卡的时候，觉得这是一个神带领我们来可居住的城邑。
So as we came to Issachar, we really feel like this is the city where we can settle.
但是我今天的题目，那长存的城，却不是来占于以撒卡的。
But today, my topic that is the enduring city, I'm not here to praise Issachar.
实际上，在以撒卡住了将近十年。
So in fact, over the past 10 years that I lived here,
除了景美以外，然后我们教会很好以外。
Except that the fact that the beautiful landscaping and our church is really good.
然后康奈尔和伊萨尔 college 也很吸引人之外。
Also, the Cornell University and Issachar College are very attractive.
我和有一种感觉和几年前曾经一位神学士延伸课的老师。
But other than those, I really have a feeling that which is the same as one of the seminary teacher who came here a few years ago.
这位老师以前从来没来过伊萨卡。
Well, this teacher has never been to Issachar before.
但他在这里上课短短的几天。
But during his short stay in Issachar,
在灵修祷告过程中
through his own devotional time,
他认为这个小城的属灵征战很激烈。
He found that there is really a serious spiritual battle in this town.
或许就有点像《使徒行传》十七章所描写的希腊的城市一样。
Just like the Greek cities as described in the book of Acts.
有大量可见和不可见的偶像。
There are lots of visible and invisible idols.
这位老师在祷告中所看见的异象哈，其实我们在这里居住久的弟兄姐妹可能也会有感觉。
So the visions that the teacher saw in his prayer, maybe if you've lived here a long time ago, maybe you've seen it the same.
而且那个是真实存在的。
And it truly exists.
在这么小的地方有巨大的佛教寺庙。
In a small town like this, there are a giant Buddha temples.
异端教会。
And there are heresies.
万圣节是这个城市最热闹的节日。
And also Halloween is the city's most popular festival.
所以当我们读希伯来书的时候，就是来帮助我们如何能够在这样的城市中来认识和敬拜我们的神。
So as we read the book of Hebrews, it's helping us to know that how do we really worship God in such a city like this.
神的同在和神的应许对我们基督徒有什么意义？
So the presence and the promises of God, what does it really mean to all Christians?
让我们在这个地方能够出污泥而不染。
So that we may leave this place, but not to be contaminated by the environment.
能够像亚伯拉罕在那个撒漠恶贯满盈的迦南地的那环境中里头去顺服神，去过有信心的日子。
So we can like Abraham, who was able to live out his faith and to obey God in such a sinful environment like Canaan.
所以我们就来看一下希伯来书的这几段经文。
So let's take a look at the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书新约圣经中很美的一卷书。
Hebrews is a very beautiful book in the New Testament.
也是引用旧约经文最多的新约书卷。
It is also the book that cited the most verses from the Old Testament.
它分主题来论述主耶稣基督和我们的关系。
In different themes, it discusses the relationship between Jesus Christ and us.
比如耶稣大祭司、大先知，耶稣对我们的救恩。
For example, it says about Jesus is the high priest, he is the great prophet and our salvation.
然后从第十章开始，第十章后半段开始到 十三章结束的，他就告诉我们，我们基督徒在这个世界上如何凭信心来敬拜我们的主。
So at the second half of chapter 10 to chapter 13, it tells us how Christians in the recent world can worship our God by faith.
我们今天要看的第十一章就是著名的信心篇章。
So in the chapter 11 that we're going to look at today is famous as a faith chapter.
叫信心英雄榜啊。所以在这几章的经文中，有几段经文认识到城市。
So in these verses, there are several places that mention about the city.
因为城市就是我们人类在世上定居的地方，无论它或大或小。
Because the city is where people live on earth, no matter its size.
但是希伯来书以及刚才那个小山起因的经文，就是启示录所讲的城，却是完全不同于我们所居住的所谓的城市。
But the city that is described in the book of Revelations or in the Hebrews that we just read, is very different from the so-called city we live today.
我们一起来读一下这几节经文。
Let's read the verses together.
希伯来书十一章第十节，因为他是神所经营所建造的，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得到所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是要表明自己要找个家乡。他若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的地方，但却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是天上的。所以神称为他们的神，并不以为耻。
他已经给他们预备了一座城。
你们乃是永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子所知会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神，有被成全之义人的灵魂。十三章十四节，我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。对这段经，尤其刚才我们要读的希伯来书的十一章十三节到十六节，是一段那个插进来的经文。然后我们刚才选的那几节经文也都是在上下文中相对独立的经文。
So these passages is like the episode that interrupted the verses that we just read.
希伯来书十一章的十三到十六节是在作者中断一个关于他一个又一个信心伟人的论述的经文中他加进来的。
So in chapter 11, verses 13 to 16, these are the episodes that the author put in just before.
这样突然加进来的写法呢，是为了强调这些内容的重要性。
So he interrupted his discussion about the great man in the history.
而且也让人家可以看到他有更一般的意义。
And also his purpose is to emphasize on this context and also to see the meaning.
所以我们今天呢就不去谈那个那么多的信心伟人是怎样在地上寄居存活的。
So today we are not going to see that how the great men lived on earth.
我们就把这个城市的经文独立出来，和圣经总的来看，那么我们圣经神所强调的城市是什么？
But we will separate out these few verses and to look at the cities. And so what is the city like as described in the Bible?
在圣经中关于神所预备的城市或天上的耶路撒冷是在圣经中从跨越新旧约的。
So the city that God prepared or say the heavenly Jerusalem, it is discussed across the Old and the New Testament.
从创世纪一直到启示录都有认识。
It's from Genesis to Revelations.
是圣经中关于神的国度、神的应许、神的同在在我们人居住的环境中的集中反应。
So it's a reflection of our living place in three different kind of areas: God's kingdom, God's promises, and God's presence.
历史上也有许多的著作来论述相应的主题。
There are also many books in the history that discuss the same topic.
其中最著名的就是这本《上帝之城》。
There's a famous book that's called The City of God.
这是著名的神学家奥古斯丁在一千五百多年前啊，一千六百，对，一千六百多年前写的。他从诗篇八十七篇第三节开始写《上帝之城》一书。
So this is wrote by the famous theologian Augustine, who wrote from Psalm chapter 87, verse 3.
他把世界分为上帝的之城和撒旦的之城。
So he divided the world into two parts, the city of God and the city of Satan.
来论述上帝之城的我们基督徒在里面的身份。
So he discussed about the identity of Christians in the city of God.
这本书影响至今。
The book has great impact until now.
那边的中文译本是2004年的译本，新译本啊。
So the Chinese translation here is actually from year 2014.
就是说，从历史上的著作，包括圣经来说，我们都可以来认识神所预备的城市，跟我们基督徒信心之间的一些关系。
Through the history, we can always try to study the city that God prepared and to know that the relationship between the Christians.
那么在讲天上的城之前，我们想问一下地上的城是什么。
So before we speak of the heavenly city, let us talk about the worldly city first.
大家是否知道世界上第一个城市是什么？
Do you know what's the world's first city?
圣经中有没有记载？
It is written in the Bible.
那美国的第一个城市是什么？
And what is the first city in the United States?
中国的。
And how about China?
好，无论是美国，无论是中国，没有哪本书记载哪个城市是第一个哈。
So there is no history saying that which city is the first city in the U.S. or in China.
如果你去看中国的城市史，好多城市都抢自己是中国的第一个城市。
If you look at the history in China, many cities actually claim that they are the first city in China.
安阳就是那个殷墟所在地，讲是中国第一个城市。
Like Anyang is one of them.
那西安就是那个也讲是他们第一个城市，苏州也说它是中国第一个城市。
And 西安 and 苏州 also says the same.
但我们不知道。
But we don't know.
但是世界上第一个城市，圣经里头是有明确说的。
But in the Bible, it clearly says what the first city on earth is.
在创世纪四章十七节。
In Genesis chapter 4, verses 17.
该隐与他妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕，生了隐诺。该隐造了一座城，就按他儿子的名，将那城叫做隐诺城。所以这个城市隐诺城是那个我们人类历史上第一座城市。
So the city of Enoch is actually the first city on human history.
是该隐杀了他弟弟亚伯以后，神处罚他，然后他在伊甸园东面漂流的时候，他和结婚生子，他建了第一个城市。
So it is after Cain killed his brother and he tried to escape, so God made him the city so that he can.
如果我们看创世纪的四章的十七到二十二节，就可以看见这个城市有很有些很好的东西。
So if we look at Genesis chapter 4 verses 17 to 21, there are actually many good characters for this city.
有最早产业化的产业，最早商业化的产业，畜牧业。
So there are some technological innovations.
就是四章的二十节讲亚巴是那个世界上养牛养鸡最早的那个人。
Like Yaba is the first person who knows how to raise the chicken.
然后呢，他也有艺术创造。
And also there are some art activities.
就四章二十一节，尤巴是世界上音乐的创始人。
Like Yoba is the ancestor or for music.
然后还有技术创新。
So there are also like technological innovations.
22节讲到土巴盖隐，他是打造各样铁器的高手。
Like the person, he's good at making metals.
但是这个城市却是被奥古斯丁称为属地的城。
However, this city was called the worldly city, according to Augustine.
这是人类社会不要神的一个缩影。
And it's a reflection of like the human society rejects God.
就是这个城市最大的问题就是在这个城市里头人不认识神也不敬拜神。
The biggest problem in this city is that these people do not know God and they don't worship God.
罪在其中盛行。
So there is a prevalence of crime.
大家看后面几节就讲到拉麦。
So there also it also mentions Lamai.
这个人，他完全是藐视神的一个人。
So he is a person who disrespects God.
他强调仇杀，强调报复，强自私。
He emphasizes on killing, on revenge, and also on selfish.
但这个城市的结局是什么？
So what is the outcome of this city?
大家知道吗？这个城市以诺城最后去哪了？还在不在？
So does the city of Enoch exist today?
这个城市可能遗址都不在了，被大洪水彻底灭了。
So it was actually destroyed by the flood.
就是神的审判临到这个城市，因为他们不要神。
So God's judgment actually hits the city.
然后圣经中另外还有一个城市，就是人的城市，就是创世纪十一章的第四节、第九节所讲到的那个城市。
So there is another city in the Bible in Genesis chapter 11 verses 4.
他们说来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地。因为耶和华在那里变乱天下的语言，使众人分散在全地上，所以那城名叫巴别。这就是创世纪十一章里头讲的巴别塔的故事。
So this is the story of Babel that's described in chapter 11 in Genesis.
这个巴别是希伯来语的巴比伦的那个名字。
Babel is actually the transliteration of Babylon in Hebrew.
这两个巴别塔和巴比伦在圣经里就代表了藐视神，要传扬人自己名的代表。
So the Tower of Babel or the City of Babylon is actually a representation of how people disrespect God.
这个塔和这个城市的建造者，没有，少了一个，没关系。不动啊。这个城市的创建者是尼禄，就是创世纪第十章里面讲到的那个尼禄。
The builder of Babylon is Nimrod, as described in Genesis chapter 10.
在创世纪第十章和历代之上第一章都讲说尼禄是世上的英雄。
In Genesis chapter 10 and in 1 Chronicles, they both said that Nimrod is the world hero.
换句话说，尼禄是一个依靠自己，不信靠神的人。
So in other words, Nimrod works on his own, but without trusting God.
而且这个巴别塔和这个巴比伦城，就在圣经中成为不敬畏神，是一个贪图享乐、犯罪作恶、充满迷信的城市。
So in the Bible, the city of Babylon or the Tower of Babel is actually becomes a symbol for not fearing God.
它和现在的城市没有太大的区别。
But actually, it has no difference as the modern cities we have now.
所以圣经用巴比伦来提醒和警戒我们。
So the Bible uses Babylon as a warning to us.
我们现在可能就活在巴比伦的现代版里头。
So we are actually living in a modern version of Babylon.
所以希伯来书他就提醒我们在这里没有长存的城。
So the book of Hebrews reminds us that there is no enduring city on earth.
即使在历史上巴比伦在最强盛的时候。
So even in its most prosperous time in the history.
先知以赛亚和耶利米都预言他的结局。
The prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah actually has predicted its outcome.
在以赛亚书十三章十九节。
In book of Isaiah chapter 13 verses 19.
他讲到巴比伦素来为列国的荣耀，为加勒底人所轻夸的华美，必像神所轻覆的索多玛、俄摩拉一样，其内必永无人烟，世世代代无人居住。阿拉伯人也不在那里支搭帐篷，牧羊的人也不使羊群卧在那里，只有旷野的走兽卧在那里，咆哮的兽满了房屋，鸵鸟也住在那里，野山羊在那里跳舞，豺狼必在他空中呼号，野狗也必在他华美的殿中吼叫。巴比伦受罚的日子临近，他的日子必不长久。这是以赛亚在那个巴比伦城最强盛的时候所发出的预言。然后在耶利米书的51章37节，耶利米那个预言巴比伦城必成为乱堆，为野狗的住处，令人惊骇耻笑，且无人居住。巴比伦宽阔的城墙必然全然倾倒，它高大的城门必被火焚烧，众人所劳碌的必致空虚，列国所劳碌的火扫劳碌的所劳碌的必被火焚烧，他们必困乏。而且这些以赛亚和耶利米所说的预言，在那公元前536年，古列王攻占巴比伦的时候完全实现。现在的巴比伦城就是这个模样，1932年所挖掘出来他的遗址。
So these oracles that predicted by the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah actually all fulfilled when the Babylon was being defeated by Cyrus.
所以我们圣经中里头提到了经常强调的两个城市，以诺城或者说是巴比伦城，这是我们人类社会所只强调人的而不要神的两个典型的例子。
So in the Bible, it always mentioned the city of Enoch or the city of Babylon as the city as a symbol of the people disrespect God.
另外一个城市就是索多玛，一个充满罪恶的城市。
And another city that the Bible mentions is the city of Sodom.
所以跟他们对比的时候，圣经仍然提出了一个城市，就是耶路撒冷城。
So in contrast, the Bible also mentioned a city, that's the city of Jerusalem.
这个城市在圣经里头就象征着神的同在的一个城市，神的应许的一个城市。
And the city of Jerusalem is a symbol of the God's presence and God's wisdom.
耶路撒冷城最早出现是在创世纪的第14章。
So the first appearance of Jerusalem in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 14.
讲到麦基洗德是撒冷王，是最高神的祭司。
It mentioned the king Mackenzie is the king of Salem, is a high priest of Jehovah.
意思就是说，在这个撒冷这个地方有敬拜神的王存在。
That said that in the place in the city of Salem, there is a king who worships God.
同时在创世纪的20章22章1到4节里头讲到亚伯拉罕在摩利亚山上献以撒。
And also in Genesis chapter 24 verses 1 to 14, it says that Abraham offered his son Isaac on the Mount Moriah.
这摩利亚山就是现在耶路撒冷圣殿的所在地。
The Mount Moriah is actually where the Holy Temple lies right now.
亚伯拉罕以献以撒，表明他对神的信心。
So Abraham offered his son Isaac to as a
demonstration 来献祭，以通过献祭的方式来敬拜神。
So he worshipped God through his faith and through the offering.
到了后来，这个亚伯拉罕他们后代移到埃及后，这个城市就被耶布斯人所所占领所居住。
So after Abraham's siblings, they moved to Egypt.
所以在约书亚记里头的十五章就强调耶布斯就是耶路撒冷。
So the book of Joshua they actually mentions that the city is Jerusalem.
所以耶路撒冷这个词就是耶布斯加上撒冷这个词合成的。
So the word Jerusalem is actually a combination of Jairus and Salem.
所以到撒母耳记下的时候，就讲到大卫在耶路撒冷城作王三十三年。
And also in the book of Samuel, it also mentions that David was the king in Jerusalem for 33 years.
所以就是大卫立耶路撒冷为以色列的首都。
So it was David who made Jerusalem the capital of Israel.
到列王记的时候，历代志的时候，所罗门就在耶路撒冷建圣殿来敬拜神。
In the book of Kings, it also mentions that Solomon, King Solomon, built the temple in Jerusalem.
就在那个历代志下第三章的第五节吧，所罗门就在耶路撒冷，耶和华向他父大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布斯人阿南的禾场上，大卫所指定的地方，预备好了，开工建造耶和华的殿。所以耶路撒冷这个城市就成为那个以色列人他心中向往的那个实质的家乡。
So the city of Jerusalem becomes the symbol of their hometown for many Israelites.
所以当以色列人因为以色列人悖逆，耶路撒冷城被掳被毁。
So when Israel was being rebellious, the city of Jerusalem was abducted and destroyed.
但那个神应许以色列人会回归到耶路撒冷。
But God promised the Israelites to return to the promised land.
所以在以斯拉和尼希米的时代，又圣经又曾经讲到他们重建圣殿，重建耶路撒冷城的围墙城墙。
So in the time of Israel and Nehemiah, in the Bible it says that they rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem.
所以这个耶路撒冷城就被称为大君王的京城，是圣殿在哪里，是侍奉神敬拜神的地方。
So Jerusalem is called the capital of the great king. It's also a place where people worship God.
所以也是以色列人永远思念的家乡的代名词。
It's also the synonymous of the hometown that the Israelites are longing for.
所以在那个诗篇137篇的那个第五节说，耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，就情愿我的右手忘记技巧。
So in Psalm 137, it says, Lord Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget her skill.
所以以色列人也跟那个尤利西斯一样，他也是千方百计要回到耶路撒冷的。
So the Israelites are just like Ulysses. They're using all kinds of methods just trying to return to Jerusalem.
但是在那个圣经的启示文学中，这个耶路撒冷就来表明我们基督徒属灵的范围的一个地方。
So the city of Jerusalem becomes a symbol of the Christians that we are longing for.
是我们所盼望的地方。
It is a place that we hope for.
也是耶稣在约翰福音十四章说，为我们，他要回去为我们预备好的那个地方。
Like it's said in John 14, where Jesus is going to prepare for us.
所以在这是那个所罗门时代的耶路撒冷城哈。
So this is the Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem in the time of Solomon.
所以这个城市在奥古斯丁的那本书里头，它就成为神的城市的影像。
So in the book City of God, Augustine actually made Jerusalem as the image of the city of God.
他说这个称为圣城的耶路撒冷。
So it says, as known as the holy city.
这个形象虽然和我们想象的将要来的那个城市不完全相同，
so although it's not identical to the promised city，
但它却是指向那座将来的城市。
But it does point to the city，
因为它被称为圣城，就是因为它指向那座将来的城市。
And because that it points to the city, that's why it's called the holy city。
所以圣经论述到将来的耶路撒冷。
So when the Bible talks about the future of Jerusalem,
所以就不是那个具体位于地中海和死海之间的那个具体的城市。
So it doesn't specifically mean the city located between the Mediterranean.
不是现在这个耶路撒冷啊。
Yeah, it doesn't mean that the city located between the Mediterranean Sea and the Dead Sea.
而是一个不和神世界上的城市同屋的地方。
But it is the city that's separated from the from the worldly cities.
是一个圣洁的地方。
So it's a holy place.
是神同在的地方。
It's also a city with God's presence.
所以我们就回头来看看那个神给我们预备的这个城市有什么样的特点。
So let's go back to the scriptures and see what the city is like for the city God prepared for us.
在希伯来书那个十一章的十三、十六节说。说到哈，就可以我们可以看见那个城市是认识和敬拜神的地方。
So in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it says that the city, is where people know God and worship God.
他说我们不以就是神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。
It says that it is not shameful to call God as their God.
这意思是什么呢？就是我们愿意把神当神。
So is that we are willing to testify that God is our God.
就是愿意公开见证神，那位神是我们的神。
So we are willing to testify like in public to say that the God is our God.
愿意公开见证耶稣是我们的主。
So we are willing to say it in public, says that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
就是像保罗所说的，我不以福音为耻。
Just as Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
我愿意以认识我主耶稣为至宝。
I will cherish, I'll see, knowing Christ as the treasure.
所以那个城市是我们能够认识神，能够敬拜神。
So the city is a city that we can, know God and worship God.
也是神喜悦我们认识他的地方。
It's also a place that God delights in us.
再一个城市呢，这个天上耶路撒冷城是神荣耀的所在。
So the Jerusalem is in heaven is like the city with God's glory.
在启示录二十一章十一节讲到，城中有神的荣耀。
In Revelations chapter 21:11.It shines with the glory of God.
诗篇一百零二篇的十五节说：“耶和华建造了锡安，在他的荣耀中显现。”
In Psalm 102, the Lord will rebuild Zion and appear in His glory.
所以神的荣耀就是神本体的显明。
So God's glory is the demonstration of God Himself.
所以在启示录二十二章的第五节就说到：“不再有黑夜。”在那里也不用灯光和日光，因为主神要用光照他们。
In Revelations it says there will be no more night. They will not need the light of lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever.
最重要的一点，这个天上的耶路撒冷，说我们所望的那个城，是神所经营、所建造的。
And most importantly, the heavenly Jerusalem.It's a city that's built and ruled by God.
希伯来书十一章的第十节说，那座有根基的城是神所经营所建造的。
In Hebrews it says that the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God.
所谓的经营大家都知道就是建筑师规划和设计。
So to build is like to plan and design by an architect.
所以那座长存的城是神亲自规划和设计的。
So the city is planned and designed by God.
不是人所设计的。
It is not designed by human.
所以那个所谓的建造就是具体的施工。
And the construction is the physical work.
就像那个列王记上第六章，或者说像尼希米记三章四章那样，耶路撒冷城的人用一砖一瓦把殿建起来，把城墙建起来那样去建的。
Like it said in the book of Kings or in Jeremiah, people actually built the city brick by brick.
所以我们可以想想，那座城是神亲手建起来的。
So we know that the city was built by God.
而且神亲自立的根基。
And the foundation was also placed by God himself.
就圣经所说的，那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
Just like the Bible says, because the foundation is already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
此外没有人能立别的根基。
No one can lay any other foundation.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督为自己为房角石。
Also, it is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the cornerstone.
所以从这个角度来说，那位在天上要来的那个城市，就是那个神所预备、亲自设计建造，就是主耶稣基督舍身拯救的教会。
So therefore, the city that God has prepared is designed and constructed by God, and is also where Jesus Christ laid down his life for.
所以在希伯来书十二章的二十三节说，那城里有耶稣的血。
So in the book of Hebrews it says in the city of Jesus, to Jesus the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that sparks a better world than the blood of Abel.
就像二十四节，并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的宝血。这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。所以那城市就是主耶稣对我们的救恩的城市。
So the city is a city of salvation.
是神救恩的完全的表现。
It is also a perfect demonstration of God's salvation.
这个神亲手建造、亲手经营的城市，对我们而言，就是神把神的一切丰富在耶稣基督里赐给我们。
So to us, the city that was this foundation was built by God is like he has granted us an abundant life through Jesus Christ.
所以那个城市呢，第四个也是信靠神的人所在的会所。
So fourth, the city is the gathering place for all who trust in God.
这个会所的意思就是大家欢聚在一起的地方。
So the gathering place is like the place who people gather together and celebrate.
所以希伯来书十二章的二十二节说，你们乃是来到锡安山永恒城的永生神的城邑，就天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，并有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂。
In Hebrews it says, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose name was written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect.
这就所说的诸长子所共聚的总会，就是所有坚守信仰、坚守信心在生命册上得救的人。
So it's describing all the people who were saved and whose name was written on the book of life.
所以就像启示录二十一章的十三节说，
So it's also like the Revelations chapter 21.
在天上、地上和地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所造、所有被造之物都说：但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归坐在宝座上的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
Up, like the Revelation says that, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.
所以我们看到这个城市，我们就知道。
So、
这个神所预备的城市是我们所盼望的更美的家乡。
So as we see the city, we know that this is the city that we long for, which is the beautiful hometown.
我们也就知道世上的城或者世界上的城不是我们的家乡。
And we also know that all the cities on earth is not where our hometown to be.
所以我们要知道世界上任何的一个城市都是暂时的。
So we know that the cities on earth are not our hometown, they are temporary.
我们所望的城市是那永恒神的城。
So what we hope for is the eternal city prepared by God.
这个城市不是北京，不是上海，也不是台北，也不是纽约。
So this city is not Beijing, not Shanghai, nor Taipei, nor New York.
所以更不是 DC.
And it's not DC like for US.
也不是我们所在的伊萨卡。
And it is neither Ithaca.
这些城市啊，无论北京、伊萨卡啊，就这些人所造的城市，若不敬畏神
，These cities built by men, like Beijing or Ithaca, if they do not fear God,
它必然就跟以诺城和巴比伦城一样。
They are just like the city of Enoch or Babylon.
虽然有悦人眼目的地方。
Although it's somewhat pleasant to stay,
但是仍然是远离神的地方。
But eventually, it's the city that doesn't worship God and rejects God.
原来我准备的稿子到这里，我就想我们如何能够回到永恒的城。
So this is my original script for today.
但是那个星期五发生的事情以后，我觉得有必要跟大家讲。讲一下我们如何面对这个问题的我们的态度。
So after the issues that happened on Friday, I feel like I have the obligation to tell you how do we face this issue.
因为这在人所造的城市上有太多像您露娜的英雄和精英。
Because there are too many heroes and elites like Nimrod on earth.
他们藐视神。
They despise God.
就认为自己可以建立。一个改变他人观念、宗教观念的社会。
So they think that they themselves can build a new society.
就像星期五最高法院发生的同性恋判决一样。
Just like the Supreme Court in DC has legalized the gay marriage.
无非是那五位精英，他们认为可以传扬自己的名。
So it's nothing more than the five elites thought that they could spread their names.
即使他们的同行都说，这些法官明确拒绝了司法谨慎，忽略谦逊，公开依赖他们自己想根据自己的新见解塑造社会的欲望。
So, although the opposition said that these judges has rejected the judicial prudence and they ignored humility and they rely on their new ideas to rebuild people's
religion. 他们无非这些大法官们无非就想在这世上宣扬他们自己的名而已。
They are just trying to spread their name on the earth.
但是我们就要知道，我们基督徒在这确实住在这世界，却不属于这世界。
But we know that as Christians, although we live on the earth, but we do not belong to this earth.
我们和我们的信心之父亚伯拉罕一样，仰望那天上的城。
Just like Abraham, we look upon the city in heaven.
就当我们面对这些对我们基督徒的基本的信念在实体上和观念上的逼迫时。
So as we are facing these challenges to our faith,
主耶稣就曾经告诉我们，因为这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有的。
But Jesus Christ used to tell us, the prince of this world is coming.He has no hold over me.
主耶稣也告诉我们，他说：“我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难， 但你们可以放心，我已经胜了这世界。
He also says, I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
所以我们教会所属的播道总会的那个主席，那个 Kevin Cameron 牧师，他在星期五的晚上就对这个判决表达我们播道会的基本的态度。
The president of the Evangelical Free Church, Pastor Kevin Campanion, spoke about this issue.
他明确表示我们不同意。
He clearly says that we do not agree with the final verdict.
而且进一步说，他说我们现在，而且对我们教会所有的会众说，我们现在正在面临一个我们的婚姻观不受自己国家法律支持，不 被不断增长的人所放弃的时代。
He also speaks to the congregation, says that we have moved into a time when our perspective on marriage is no longer supported by the law of our nation and is quickly being abandoned by a growing number of Americans.
但是这不是失望投降。或者过激愤怒的时候。
However, this is not the time to wire our hands in despair or to respond in anger.
失望或愤怒的反应。
The responses of fear or anger.
不讨神的喜悦，也不彰显神福音拯救的能力。
The disappointment or anger will not honor the Lord, nor will it demonstrate the repentive power of the gospel.
这个时候却是一个让我们能够成为真正的教会，并活出我们所信的和我们所宣称的样子的时候。
So rather, this is an opportunity for us to be the church and to live out what we say we believe.
虽然我们不知道作为基督的门徒和我们的教会将会面临什么样的困难。
So none of us knows exactly what challenges the future holds.For the church and for us as followers of Jesus.
但我们知道我们的主掌权。
What we do know is that Lord of the church is in charge.
他有实现他荣耀施工的完美的计划。
He has a plan that he will work to completion.
我们愿意把一切的信心都交在主那里。
So we are willing to give all our faith in the Lord.
所以这个那天上永存的城，并不是这个地上的这暂时的被撒旦掌权的地方。
So we know that the eternal, the enduring city is in heaven. It's not the place that on earth is not ruled by Satan.
我们相信那永存的城是我们确信我们作为神的子民必然要得的永恒的产业。
We also believe that as God's people, we will have the eternal heritage.
他会在我们这些在地上的人，在我们的身上成就他无比的荣耀。
So that we may achieve an eternal glory that far outweighs all things.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。